Hello everybody, I'm George Myland, welcome back to my channel. It's horrifying, but I'm sorry to say totally unsurprising what Israel has done to the Freedom Flotilla. I think it was just yesterday, the Freedom Flotilla Coalition, this boat of about 10 people, and they were sailing across the Mediterranean towards Gaza to deliver humanitarian aid to save Gazan civilians. And Greta Thunberg, the well-known Swedish environmentalist, part of that, what is it, emergency, no extinction rebellion. She and the others were kidnapped there, and they filmed themselves as the Israeli Navy was closing in. So this was piracy on the high seas. They have the right to sail in international waters. Israel has absolutely no right whatsoever to stop any boat doing that. There was not the slightest suspicion they were carrying weapons or anything like that, or aiding Hamas in any way. They're providing food to Palestinian civilians. So they've no right to stop this boat. They've no right to seize these people, take them against their will. That is kidnapping. Now, I think they've been freed, but nevertheless, they were kidnapped for, was it over 24 hours? So disgraceful piracy on the high seas. I'm not surprised. Put it this way. Supposing Israeli civilians were sailing their boat innocently in international waters and another country, for example, Iran, were to grab them, stop their boat, seize them, take them by force, even for only 24 hours, Israel be up in arms about it. And so would I. This shouldn't happen to anyone. It's a very major step to take away someone's liberty. That you're going wherever you want, to the park, to work, to hospital, whatever, and then you're stopped, you're grabbed, you're handcuffed, you're not allowed to go where you want. Your freedom is taken away, even briefly. That's a major step. You should only do so if really necessary. And this was only totally unnecessary. So they're out of contact with the boat for a long, long time. There's so much reflection off these glasses. I'm not sure they're actually very helpful. Goodness. So that was it. Now, people are saying that was just Greta Thunberg grandstanding, and there's an element of truth in that. But nevertheless, this aid, and the Israelis said they've actually taken it and they claim to have delivered it on. If that saves even one life, it's well, well worth it. So there were 12 people on board. One of those a French politician. They're various European nationalities, I think. So the Israeli, they had to have their hands up. They were threatened with guns and so on. Israel was scorning them for delivering less than a truckload of aid. So what? It still delivered some aid. You know, even if it is posturing for by Greta Thunberg, I don't care. It could still save somebody's life. What if that was your life? What if that is your child's life? It at least draws more attention to it. Okay, this posturing by Greta Thunberg is a small price to pay for the sake of saving a child's life. So, you know, she's shown some courage, and she's not wrong about the threat to the planet and other things. You know, and she's what's that condition she's got? She's autistic or something like that. You can just tell by her facial features and so on. OK, she's not completely bad. She's not an evil person. She's trying to make the world better. She is part of the solution and not part of the problem. No one is too small to make a difference, as her book is entitled. And she quite correctly says they've been kidnapped, so they ought to be protected. Israel says they've had a medical examination. They didn't want a medical examination. They're free to go to a hospital clinic themselves if they want to. Goodness. So that's it. It's disgraceful. And they were seized near the Egyptian coast. I don't think it was in Egyptian territorial waters. And the state of Israel claimed it was intended to gain publicity. No shit, Sherlock. Yes, it was, because we've got to keep this at the forefront of the popular mind. The public must know what's going on. Okay, so that, you know, Israel's crimes can be exposed, so that Palestinians can be saved. Anyway, it was brought into Israel. So it's horrifying. And where's the outrage? The governments of these countries should be complaining about this. Sweden at least says they've been speaking to the Israeli government about their citizen Greta Thunberg. All right. And all sorts of other people want to try and break the blockade of Gaza, stop these people being starved to death. And we know it's deliberately starving people. I mean, the Israeli government has even said, yeah, we're doing it to get the hostages released. Of course, I'd like the hostages released. But wait a second. Even less food is going to get to the hostages if you're cutting off all food, medicines to Gaza, things like that. A lot of people have died needlessly. Netanyahu calls Hamas baby killers. And yes, they have killed babies, which is evil. I know. The Israeli Defense Forces have killed far, far more babies than Hamas has. Now, Hamas doesn't have sophisticated weapons. The Israeli military does. So that's even worse because they could avoid it, but they're not. They're doing it on purpose and so on. So if killing babies is evil, and it is, it's got to be that the Israeli military is far more evil than Hamas. Now, Hamas is detestable. Deliberately killing civilians is murder, and they definitely did so on the 7th of October, 2023. And the IDF says does so 100 times more. 100 times more. I mean, I said it at the time, and that's usually the case. You look at the various conflicts like 2009, and Israel killed 100 times more civilians, Palestinian civilians, than their civilians were killed. 100 times more. And I said it was going to happen. So roughly 800 Israeli civilians killed on the 7th of October is already 54,000 Palestinian civilians killed already. Is that like 60 to 1 already? We're probably going to get to 100 to 1. I really hope we don't. But it is monstrous. There are lots of tunnels under every building. Yeah, I suppose because they always know they need bomb shelters because Israel always does this kind of things. Oh, the Hamas using human shields. Well, Hamas is always close to the civilians because it's a very, very densely crowded area. And Israel say, oh, we're so moral. This Natasha Hausdorff lie. She's saying, well, we move them to safe areas. Yeah, and then bomb the so-called safe areas. And Israel was told not to manage the food distribution. Let the United Nations do it. Okay. And we see what happens. And then Israel has shot people dead for trying to get humanitarian aid. Very humanitarian. And so it goes on. I mean, goodness, I can't think what else. It's so infuriating. It's so depressing. There is so much evil in the world. There is so much injustice in the world. So end the blockade of Gaza. What else about Hamas? I mean, Hamas has committed terrible crimes. At least Hamas doesn't go around bragging about being the most moral army in the world, which you hear from the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, and their army, navy, and air force, and things like that. Israel always boasting about the pinpoint accuracy of its weapons. So when they kill civilians, they're doing it deliberately. They know they're doing it. It's like no mistake. It's not accidental when they do this. They do it on purpose again and again and again. Goodness. Food aid. I mean, I wonder, obviously, they want to recruit informers inside Gaza, maybe give them food or medicine or allow some of their relatives out in return as a reward. And they now they said they're arming anti-Hamas groups in Gaza, which would be a good thing. So 7th of October, was a terrible thing for Hamas to do on so many levels. And life in Gaza wasn't that bad before 7th of October. You look how bad it is now. Now that's also by the IDF. Okay, Israel was entitled to take legitimate military action against Hamas. Okay, but that does not mean you can carpet bomb whole areas. Does not mean that you can deliberately murder tens of thousands of civilians, starve them to death, cut them off from drinking water, electricity, medicine, and there are all these well-drilled Israeli publicists will come out and say, blah, 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 the Second World War. Okay, your country did this, that. Okay, so all countries did bad things in the Second World War. The Allies, they committed crimes, not on the scale of the Third Reich, not as severe as the Third Reich, but they did. It's not the case that two wrongs make a right. They'll always come up with this tu quoque argument. But we are not in the Second World War. Things have moved on. International laws moved on. Humanitarian laws moved on. Hamas is not an existential threat to Israel. Yes, Hamas is bad. They killed those hundreds of civilians. But nobody in the world believes Hamas stands any chance of defeating Israel. Hamas, which has no tanks, no armored personnel carriers, no infantry fighting vehicles, no helicopters, no aircraft, no howitzers, some homemade rockets, some small arms. That's it. Israel's got cyber warfare, got drones, got nuclear weapons. They don't even tell the truth about how on earth would Hamas ever defeat them. Whereas the Third Reich was a superpower. And I'm just trying to think, well, yeah, what else there is? So the law is not the way it was 80 years ago. Goodness. So, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Do what you can to be humanitarian. Save people if you can. Thank you. Goodbye.